The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter. They went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath, Jesus entered the synagogue and was teaching. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one who had authority, not as the scribes. And immediately there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you done? What have you done to do with us? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are. You are the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying out with a loud voice, came out of him. And they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey them." And at once, his fame spread everywhere throughout all the surroundings and region of Galilee. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Good morning and welcome. And thank you for giving me the privilege of sharing God's word with you. God's greatest gift. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but should have eternal life. Grace, mercy, and peace be with you from our Lord, from God our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. As we are believers of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the same God that created everything as we know it. Genesis 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The first part of Genesis presents God as the creator and the righteous overseer of humanity. The story develops beginning with the creation of the world and the creation of human beings. They alone are made in God's divine image. The rebellion of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden and of their descendants outside the garden. The evil of humanity before the flood. God introduces us to Jesus Christ through the ancestors and the relatives of Abraham. Revelation chapter 21, verse 1. God's Spirit demonstrates his redeeming presence from the very beginning. The Lord saw the wickedness of man and was great in the earth. Through Noah and the flood, mankind was given another chance. Lord knows we're here in that second round with all the things that are going on in this world today, COVID and many other things that people suffer through. Praise God from whom all blessings flow, that we're here today and people listening online through the great ministry of St. Paul Lutheran Church, the humble service of Christ in which each and every one of us is called to do, to share God's word, the love of Christ. We are reminded through the covenant mercies of God to one day bring restoration of Eden through Jesus Christ. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we have been given the greatest gift any human can receive, in my opinion. The greatest miracle of all times. The resurrection of a man called Jesus. Now, we are told that for thousands of years, the accounts in very life of the Son of God, Jesus, were in themselves miracles as well. Who was this miracle man? The birth of Jesus Christ took place in this world to overcome death, sin, and the power of the devil. Most of us here in this room today have been baptized and confirmed. Yet, we still feel disconnected from our Heavenly Father. All we have to do is to welcome Jesus into our hearts and to be reborn inside of ourselves. Moses warns us that, in particular against pride, beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments. Lest you say in your heart, my power and might of my hand have gained me with this wealth. When we are unthankful, it is because we have forgotten that the every good thing that we have in our life is an undeserved gift from our merciful Heavenly Father, for which we should be thankful and praise and serve and obey him. Perhaps no other scripture text summarizes God's greatest gift to us more than Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through 11. When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. Now, no one is likely to die for a good person, though someone might be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, he will certainly save us from God's judgment. For since we were restored to the friendship with God by the death of his Son, while we were still his enemies, we will certainly be delivered from the eternal punishment by his life. So now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God, all because of what our Lord Jesus Christ has done for us in making us friends of God. In Galatians, St. Paul informs us, but when the right time came, God sent his Son, born of a woman, subject to the law. So there was a point in history when it was the right time for Jesus to appear. But there is also a perfect point in your personal history for Jesus to appear. When is that? Is it when you are utterly helpless and don't know where to turn? Is it when you find yourself looking for answers and no one is even listening to your questions? Is it when your life has come to a standstill and don't know where to turn, and you know that the things are going to get any better unless something changes, and very soon? Jesus comes when you are utterly helpless and are ready to recognize your need of him. I am hoping today that there are some of you here in this group who have come to that point and are ready to accept Jesus' offer. Jesus can come into your life at any time, morning, noon, or night. He can come on a weekday, on the weekend. He is willing to come to you at that exact moment that you are ready to receive him. And for that fact, I am extremely grateful today. We worship a God who is willing to meet us at the point we are ready. He doesn't force us or even insist that we come into a relationship with him. But what he does do is to make the offer and then allow us to decide when the time is right. Thank God for his unconditional love. God doesn't love us because we are lovable. God loves us because it's his character and nature to love sinners. In fact, if you want to contrast our condition, look at God's supernatural character. Love demonstrated by Jesus' death. That's his character. God demonstrated his love in that Jesus died for us. For you see, we have been given God's greatest gift, his Son, Jesus the Christ. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that loved his only Son, that whoever's begotten Son, that whoever believed in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send us his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. So I challenge you today to grab on to the amazing grace God has given us to have the unseen faith and the peace that God has given us through the greatest gift that we'll ever receive, and that's his Son, Jesus the Christ. Amen. And now may the peace of God that passeth all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.